today from Sydney is Nick Lowe from Street Library, and we're going to talk about how books can change your day or your life. Good day, Nick.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, thanks. Street Library, interesting concept.
It's such a simple concept. The simple idea is that you put a weatherproof box outside the front of your house, you fill it with the books you don't want, and then you and your neighbours borrow and lend books to the library. It's a great way to discover new books, to share some things in your community and make some connections over a shared love of books.
So you build a little, sort of like a birdhouse size
box? That's right. It's a bit bigger than a birdhouse. It can fit probably, depends how big they are, 20 to 60 books in there. And you put it outside your house and then you just look after it.
Where did this idea come from?
It came from an organisation in the US, and it started about 10 or 15 years ago, and they have in the US now around about 30,000 of these street libraries. And I had a look in Australia and we only had about 30, and I thought, well, we could probably do a bit better in Australia. So me and a few other people got together, set up a not-for-profit. A lot of people have donated a lot of time and a little bit of money to the organisation, and we're starting to see lots of street libraries popping up in New South Wales, also Melbourne, Adelaide and Perth.
I've seen some here in Melbourne, and they're in the park, in the playground. So can you build one and put it in a playground as well?
The central idea is if you build one and put it out there, you've got to look after it. If you put one in a public area, then you've got to put your hand up and look out for it, because occasionally, you know, it might need filling up or it might need to be emptied in some cases. So they can go in public places, but often we find the best ones are in
front of your house.
Yeah, in front of your house.
And it's sort of like, you know, in the olden days when you leave a letter for someone in the mailbox or in front of the porch, when text messaging wasn't available yet. It's sort of like a communication as well, isn't it?
That's exactly right. One of the great stories is a lady called Kylie who's got a street library outside her work, and she tells me a story about there was a boy who was trying to meet a girl who'd left him a note in one of the books. And, and you know, he was desperately looking through all the books that had come back for the return note so that he could go on a date with her. So it was kind of used as a bit of a meeting point and a, you know, shared love of books. I'm not sure what happened, but it's a great story.
It'll make a great plot.
It will.
So what type of books?
Yeah, look, any type of books.
It can be for the old ones, the young ones.
Yeah, we've got a library outside my kids' school, and a lot of kids' books go in there, and the kids kind of, you know, will walk past it, and hopefully kids who don't have books at home will pick up some books. So the kids' books go into that one. It depends on the area. The ones outside my house, you know, I've gotten a bit of a rush from science fiction and sort of crazy liver cleansing diet books, which sometimes I don't put them out. But yeah, it just depends on the area. And some areas are, you know, some areas receive lots of books and some areas receive fewer books, but it totally depends.
And you get to find books from childhood as well, don't you? Like in our area, I found one from the Reader's Digest collection.
Kids say the darndest things. Yeah, it's a great way to increase serendipity. These days when you go on Amazon or some electronic sort of book ordering system, they always recommend you things that you should buy. And, you know, it's not often you can wander into a bookshop and find something that's just been out of print for 20 years and pick it up for nothing. And it's a great way to sort of discover new books. So, you know, with my library out the front of my house, whenever someone donates to it, I always have a good look through and pick out the good stuff. And I've got a bunch of books. My reading list has gone from, you know, 5 to about 50. So,
what was the most interesting book that you got in your library?
Oh my God, that's quite a hard question. I'll just have a quick look. Shall I have a quick look?
Yes, sure.
The best book I got was, it's kind of nerdy. It's called Cuisine and Empire, and it's Cooking in World History.
Wow.
And it tells you all about the history of cooking, which, you know, I'm kind of nerdily interested in. But it just depends what you're into. I mean, we've had...
What's the most popular?
The most popular? Oh, there's a lot of Twilight. And we also had...
50
Shades of Grey. We had, at one point, we had 150 Shades of Grey, which is all three books. And they were only there a day. So I think one of my neighbours took them, but I don't know who.
I don't think they'd want you to know. And can anyone build a library outside their house, a street library?
Absolutely, yeah. You can build it. Really easy to build, as long as they're weatherproof. So it's basically a box that's weatherproof with a roof on it. And
you
can build it out of
help people and you show people how to do it.
That's right. We run workshops in Sydney and we're looking for someone in Melbourne to help lead that as well. So we can help you build them. We can also sell you them. We've got our own little models that we've made and all the funds go back into supporting the not-for-profit. Also, you can just build it yourself. So people have made libraries out of, you know, things as simple as microwaves.
A microwave. Interesting.
Oh, microwave. Yeah. I mean...
That would be weatherproof.
Yeah, it's a good bush library too.
It doesn't have to be made out of wood.
It's totally up to your own creativity, as long as it keeps the books dry and people can open it.
Have you met friends through the street library?
Yeah, absolutely. Some of my neighbours, I've been living in this house for about a year or two now, and you know, it was definitely you can hear the door open, and so I generally pop my head out and say hi. And it's a great way to meet your neighbours as well. So I've met about four of my neighbours that I wouldn't have otherwise met.
And a great way to travel through books.
Great way to travel. Through books, always.
All right, so the next time you open that book and you think about putting it in the recycling bin or just putting it aside, think about a street library maybe.
That's right. You can jump on our website and find all the street libraries in Australia. And if there's one close to you, get your box of books, take a short drive to the closest street library and donate them to the street library.
And maybe you'll find an interesting read as well.
That's right.
Thanks very much, Nick Lowe. Have a good day.
Thank you very much.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.